All right, so this is officially our first podcast. I am Mike, and I'm here with Vinny, which is.
Chenzo. Vinny Vin Frickin'
That's right.
Chenzo. And
Kendo Oro.
Kendo Oro Rose.
So,
That's what I go by.
we are all
Gay.
involved.
Just kidding.
No, only Vinny is gay.
Well, we're all in the closet right now, technically.
We are sitting on the floor in a closet because the sound is amazing in here.
The acoustics, oh my god.
Yeah, it's pretty good. So,
actually, there's corners, so there's not really great acoustics. Actually, it's kind of crappy right now.
Well, beatboxing can still probably be good.
go for it. Killing it.
Ooh, kill him. Ooh, kill him.
Anyway, so today we are just telling stories
Beyond our internet lives.
So,
Yeah.
who wants to go first?
Um,
Is it friend stories first
it
and then...
is just whatever you want to tell.
And we
Just
called this
funny experiences.
a the two but three best
Yeah,
friends.
this is our show name. Best friends that anybody couldn't have.
Couldn't,
It won't always
because
be three, it'll be
it's not
two.
always three. Sometimes it's two.
Two
Sometimes it's a
sons.
million. You never know.
Ah, a million.
Guests we can bring in.
Yeah, I guess, those celebrity guests we're gonna
Connor would
bring
probably
in.
be interesting.
Oh yeah, Connor's got some
His
good stories.
stories.
Connor
Yeah.
for Anna?
No.
No.
No, not him.
Wait, can we get him on here?
You
Probably
can
not.
try. You can try.
Ask him to come in and try to be part of our closet.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that
It's
would work out.
It's our
Yeah,
club.
yeah. All right, so I guess I will
Go
go
ahead.
first. Okay, so this is the story
How I met Mike.
this is Vinny was here, and then speaking of Connor,
Oh,
he
God.
is part of the story. So one
Ooh.
day we were, I think, walking home from school, or we went outside after school, and there was
Yeah.
a dead
Who
pigeon.
goes outside? Ugh.
We do. Okay, so we went outside, and there's a dead pigeon on the ground. So Connor, the brilliant mind that he has, he's like, "Ooh, let's pick it up." So he gets a grocery bag, and he picks up the bird and puts it in a bag. So then we're like, "Okay, we'll go throw it in the desert or something." And then, well, one thing led to another, and we end up walking into Target with it.
And don't worry, me, Vinny, was not supporting this because I'm a humanitarian, so I hate when people just touch dead animals. It's disgusting.
Yeah,
I hate.
I was not fully on board with this, but okay. So he puts it in a shopping cart,
He's insane.
and he then it goes ahead and wheels it into Target. Me and Vinny kind of ditch him at Target. Like, we're just on doing our own thing. Like, we don't really want to be part of what's going down. So he then goes through the aisles and puts Blu-ray players in, DVD players, all this expensive stuff
Oh,
in there.
and to top that all off, he put the game Left 4 Dead on it.
Yeah, right on top of it. So
So, yeah.
as this if you just leave a cart full of stuff, the workers are gonna go and unload all the stuff. So the last thing you'd pick up is the game Left 4 Dead with a freaking dead pigeon right underneath it. So we leave. Me and Vinny are freaking out at this point. We
Because
leave.
and Connor's so chill, and
And
just knowing him.
then we go back, and there's I don't know.
Yeah, we go back maybe 10, 15 minutes
Yeah,
later.
like 20. Like, we shouldn't have ever gone back. We go back 30 minutes later.
I don't know why we came back in the
There
first
was no
place.
point of going back, but security's all around that cart,
So
so
we
we
were basically
left.
just walking around, and then we heard them talking about dead pigeons, and they were talking, I don't know, they were talking about
So.
teenagers. And then these guys just started walking. Now, they didn't really specifically walk us out, but they were kind of
Did you get
walking.
banned? No,
No, they were
no.
kind of just
We go back to
walking
that Target
us.
all the time.
They were walking
Okay.
around us and stuff. And then this girl was walking in front of me, and I saw a paper of a surveillance camera of us, and I kind of freaked out. So we all left, and then, yeah.
Yeah, so thank you, Connor, for that. I didn't go back to Target for 2 months. I go back there now, but
You were that scared?
Yeah, he
yeah, no,
was.
I really was.
You never went. It was kind of.
Connor was, yeah, thank you, Connor, for that one. So that is our story. And there are many craziness at Target. That is the only thing that we have near Vinny's house.
It's the
So.
only thing we can cherish, but you know.
Okay, and then now it's Vinny's turn to tell a story.
Yeah, there we go.
I'll go last since
I don't want to go last.
I'll go last,
I don't
like I
want to go
said.
last, though.
Okay, then go right
Go, I'm
now.
going after you.
I'm aware of what that means.
Okay, then just go.
Go for it.
I don't want to. I'm dying.
I'm going after you, Vinny.
God. Oh my god, I'm dying. It's so dusty in here.
Actually, it's not that bad.
I don't think so.
Oh, I'm dying.
I think you're going crazy.
I'm going crazy. I don't know. I need help.
I told you guys you should have brought water for your throat.
I should have brought water.
Oh, my God.
I did not bring water.
Okay. Oh, well. So.
Go for it.
Okay, so this is about my many talents, meaning I'm just kidding, and these are all my crappy talents, which I tried to explore, which I did not have. My first one was for... what was my original thing I was, like, wanting to do? Let's just go with, like, dream jobs and stuff like that. First, I wanted to be a paleontologist, because I used to love dinosaurs, because I used to have this girl, like, this was in kindergarten. They used to be, like, my quote-unquote girlfriend, and we, like, talked in, like, dinosaur voices and stuff, and then we used to be, like, all obsessed about it, and then I had, like, dinosaurs, and then, I just wanted to be a paleontologist, because that's what I wanted to do. Then... after all that, after my life got ruined by me not wanting to be a paleontologist anymore, when I grew up and decided, I'm stupid. So then again, I moved to Nevada, Las Vegas, Nevada, Las Vegas' son, and I decided to make mashups because I was really interested in music and stuff. I still am. I'm still making mashups. But then when I first started... it was so crappy. My first song I made a mashup of was Pink, One Last Kiss.
Which is on YouTube, by the way.
It was called One Last Kiss because it was Maroon 5's One More Night, and then...
if you really want to watch it, if you really want to hear it, it's on youtube.com/VCMash.
It was honestly the worst mashup I've ever...
I thought it was pretty beautiful, Vinny.
It was horrible.
It was the most beautiful piece of music my ear holes have ever listened to.
Don't worry, they're lying to you. And then I made all these other mashups. I'm like, oh, cool, I might as well put them on YouTube. Then I just got hit copyright left and right. Then I'm like, screw it, I'm not going to post it on YouTube. So I just made a bunch of mashups. So probably right now, under my belt, I probably have about 100 mashups right now.
Yeah.
They're all really crappy, but
yeah. I'm just kidding. Some of them are really good. Some of them he uses songs I don't like anyway, so it's hard for me to like them.
Was that your story?
I guess that was a story. That was your life, like, meaning right there.
I didn't.
That was, like, about...
tell an actual story.
You need to tell a real story of what happened to us.
I didn't even finish yet, though. Okay, so after my mashups, I put myself on Craigslist. No, really.
The funny thing is, he's not lying.
I'm not lying to you.
You were trying to sell yourself on Craigslist.
No, it was more of call me. I'm desperate.
Okay, that's fine.
I'm desperate.
As long as you're not literally selling yourself like somebody tried selling their grandma.
Yeah, she got arrested. Well, actually, no, she got banned from placing bids, which makes no sense. I don't know how she possibly...
she wasn't
did
the
that.
One bidding.
I know.
Here's a thought: make a new eBay account.
so you come on again.
Your IP, just change your IP address.
Just keep changing IP address. Okay. Tip to the wise. Never list your grandma. Always list your grandpa.
That's true.
Yeah.
Because they won't ban you.
Wait, but then if you sell your grandma and then she ends up passing away eventually, then you do not get her inheritance.
You just sold her.
No, you still can. As long as you don't sell her inheritance.
She's not
going to
leave you anything after you sold her.
Well, what if she goes to a better family? She might be like, wow, I love my grandchild. I'm just going to give them everything because they...
or
if you're selling her, she's probably not worth anything anyways, actually.
True. Okay.
Okay, so... okay, Kendrick, let's hear your story since I need to come up with a story.
Okay.
I feel like you're very extremely prepared for this podcast.
Should I go for the pee bagging thing?
Yeah, no, tell the pee bagging
okay,
story,
do you want to start
I
with your string ding dong?
Okay, so...
I thought Kendrick needed to tell a story.
He's explaining the string ditching.
I'm explaining the... okay, so a normal ding dong ditch, I'm sure everyone is aware of this. You ring the doorbell and you run away. I took it to a whole nother level. I would get like 7 or 8 kids. We would get a row of houses.
Oh, yeah, I remember
this. We would all walk up to the door, and someone would, like, make a yell or say something, go. So the last person farthest away from where we were running to would ring their doorbell. Then as they would run away, once that runner got to the next house, that person would ring their doorbell. So pretty much not everybody would ring them at the same time, but we would get it so we were timed perfectly where everybody got away right as all 8 houses would start opening their door. It was a really good idea.
I thought it was pretty dumb.
The person at the end gets screwed sometimes. Like,
yes,
the
person at the end gets screwed if the person who starts is at the end. If they ring the doorbell and then the first person rings the doorbell at the same time, then by the time that the last person gets there, the door's already opened and you get in trouble. But
okay. You have to be fast, though. It takes a lot of stamina.
Yeah.
Am really I the only one that's, like, against this kind of crap?
Probably.
Yeah, because you're, like, running.
This was middle school years, so yeah. It's behind us.
We did it in high school.
This was freshman year? That was freshman year high school?
Yeah,
freshman
we did it in freshman year.
And you were friends with no one.
Still. And I think we did some type of something like this in sophomore year.
You know, well, whatever.
Anyways.
So, Kendrick, he took that to a whole other level. Yeah,
when we were talking one day, talking about ding dong ditching and going outside and hanging out for a while, I talked about this thing I did once called booming, which I'll talk about some other time.
Talk about it later on.
In this video?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, for right now, I pretty much convinced everybody here to pee in different bags, and which we would...
I didn't, so... I
don't you know still... How... You peed in a bag. You peed in, like, five, actually.
No, I didn't.
I don't know how you got us to do that. Like,
because I didn't.
You just asked me for my pee. I was like, what?
I didn't say I want your pee. I told you pee in a bag. We all peed in our own bags.
Yeah, but okay.
He peed in a bag.
I was a freshman. Like, if I got to pee somewhere, like, that was not in the toilet, I probably was going to do it.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways.
they're pretty weird. Don't worry.
We're boys, okay?
So I convinced them.
I'm a boy. What's that supposed to mean?
I can feel your vibrations places. On the floor of your voice.
What?
You feel that on the floor?
That bass.
Hello.
When he talks.
Yeah, I can hear it.
Oh, that's creepy. Anyways, so I convinced them to do that, and we did string ding-dong ditching, which we did this multiple different times. We would smash the bag on somebody's door.
Oh.
Or okay. On their floor.
I was not part of this. I didn't smash it
on the door.
He would pretty much just leave a bag of pee at their front deck, like front step, right?
No, yeah. It was like right where the door was. So
we either did that, or we smashed it.
I was not part of the smashing, because I was against that whole pee being thrown everywhere. That was disgusting.
See, I'm an angel, so I don't know.
Do we smash it, or do we just spray it? I think we, like, kind of just poured it.
I never, that's what you did. I never was part of this.
I'm not sure, because I don't, like, if I smash it, I probably would have gotten some of it on me, so I don't think I actually smashed it.
Yeah, like, I was a supplier of pee.
I'm pretty sure one of you peed on somebody's door.
Connor.
Connor?
He, one of my neighborhoods I lived in, Not well, on their door, just on their property.
And then something else we did, we got this on camera, but it was really terrible. I'm surprised that... Was it Vinny that lit it, or was it you? Because remember, we put a bag of pee inside a brown bag, and then we lit it on fire. Yeah, so we could put out the fire.
Yeah.
We lit it on fire, and then you kept knocking on the door, and then you ran. They never came out of the house, so like...
Yeah, they never came once.
Okay, so this is what we did, pretty much. Kendrick had this bright, fantastic idea to put pee in a plastic Ziploc bag, and then that bag in a paper bag, and then light the paper bag on fire, like 50 feet from the house at the sidewalk.
No, we did it on the porch. Not on the porch.
It was on the corner.
It was on the sidewalk.
What?
Yeah.
I remember it being after the front door. We came out. Wow, that's really nice, Vinny.
That was.
You should bleep that out.
I will. I'm going to just because I should.
Yeah, that's rude.
Okay.
That's a good R word, rude.
That's rude. Okay.
We can't say words like that. We gotta keep it clean.
Yeah, come on, man.
Like Febreze.
That's right. We gotta use Febreze as in beeps. Anyway, so that happened. It got lit. We ran away. The next day, it was still there. It was the paper bag was gone, and it was a melted plastic little pond of pee we formed
in the
pee concrete.
The pee was still seeping out of the bag. Yeah. Like the plastic bag, the Ziploc bag was still kind of there.
And it was summer too, so I'm surprised it wasn't evaporating and stuff like that.
It was really hot that day.
Yeah.
But after that, we did the same thing, but we went chain ding dong ditching with pee bags.
It was stupid. Like, there's no reason for that.
But in a way, it's kind of funny. It's like, it's worth it, the fact that we did it, because now we have a story to tell.
That's right, yeah. All right, Vinny, you got something good?
You better. Tell something.
Yeah, I tell something.
Yeah, at least something.
We got another story with Connor. I don't want to waste all the stories,
though. How long have we been doing it? We have quite a bit of time.
Yeah, we're only 14 minutes in. We got
we got a lot of time.
Cable, I'm texting. Right. So.
You're texting?
Yeah.
Or are you on Twitter?
Texting.
Let me see.
He's texting.
Okay.
Probably on Twitter soon, though.
Yeah, he'll be on Twitter soon.
Come on, you gotta have...
Speaking of Twitter, you might as well follow all of us on Twitter.
Follow Vinny.
Follow Vinny on Twitter, mostly.
Vinny's pretty popular.
I'm at Kendo Clips, K-E-N-D-O Clips.
I am at MikeBeard_... I don't even know my own Twitter name. I'll get back to you guys
on that.
That's
what happens when he doesn't go on Twitter that often.
Make one right now, while we're talking.
You know what? Follow me on Instagram, though. Mike_official. Or MikeBeard. One sec, let me check.
Me too.
I don't even know. Text. That's the worst thing about it. I don't know my own like name on these social networking.
So sites. Mine is just Vinny_Cassidy because you know.
Okay, there it is.
I am smart enough to remember my.
Why don't you talk about New York or tell some type of story from literally anything?
Oh yeah, okay. So I can talk about New York because at least I remember that stuff.
There
that
you
I
go.
Did, yeah. I did not
anything
do with
fun
you guys.
Happen there.
Yeah.
Anything fun? Oh my god, yeah.
Well then,
it's
talk
New
about
York.
It. Let's talk about that.
It's New yeah. York. Okay. So
talk about Colorado.
Okay.
Well, that's,
this
that's
is where
disgusting.
Dreams happen. New York is the place where dreams happen. Everywhere else just sucks. Okay, so New York. When I get off the plane, oh my god, humidity, humidity, humidity. As you guys who live in there, or anywhere on the...
I was born there.
Is that West Coast or North Coast?
It's East Coast.
Kidding. Is
that
East Coast?
Northeast.
North Coast.
Northeast.
The North Dakota yes. Coast. Okay.
Northeast.
So... I was already hating it at first because I can't deal with that stuff because my skin just feels weird when I have humidity on me. But after a while, I just got used to it and I loved it. And then this brought me to this little story right here. It's not really a great story, but it's a story. Okay, so there's this place called Sleep No More. And what you do is it's basically an interactive play. Where it's a 5 or 6 story building that you just go in and the whole entire play is revolved around, you. Because you get to go anywhere you want. You just can't talk. You just have to go anywhere you want. Anything is interactive. The place is purposely, strategically placed random things so you can look at it, like diaries and all this stuff just randomly there. And it was pretty cool because, first of all, there's nude people in there sometimes, because, like, this lady was new.
I see why you went. That's why you went.
Yeah, that's
yeah, that's why I went. That's why
things
I got
are showing, Vinny.
Okay, anyway, so there's this lady. It's just one part of it.
It's almost
so you walk, in, you walk in this room because she feels like she's possessed by the devil, so she goes, washes herself in this bloody bath, and then she comes out while she's, like, nude, and then she, like, touches the person that's right in front of her, pulls her in the bathtub, runs away with the person, into, like, this hallway that you can't go in unless you're an actor. And then they keep going on with the play. For example, my brother went in with this other lady into this closet. And then she started saying all these, like, enchantments and all this stuff. It's like a love poem. And freaked him out. And she gave him, like, a necklace and all this. It was a whole elaborate thing just for a play. It
maybe
was
something
most...
else was going on in the closet.
No, it was
well,
just...
first of all, let's talk about him in the closet.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, that's mean.
No, but he went in with a lady, though. How old was
there
this lady?
You
go. She was, I don't know, like, she's probably in her
she attractive?
20s. I don't know, I wasn't, well, it goes on constantly. So
could she do a backflip?
Probably.
What's her social security number?
Probably 259-83849.
That is
56.
That is not
nowhere
enough.
Close. That... Nowhere close.
41.
I don't know how
that's well. Maybe Abraham Lincoln's.
And then, like...
Oh.
And then, it's just amazing. Like, and then there's this place called Intrepid. It's a, museum slash, ship that they used in, Vietnam War or whatever. I didn't really pay attention to history that much. And, it is awesome because it's military and stuff. And normally I'm not into that stuff because I'm gay, but, you know, normal. Just usual stuff. Am I the only one that's talking here? Or you guys are going to start.
I will definitely.
This is
talk.
Your story.
Well,
but
I mean, I guess.
Can,
this
we can
oh yeah, you
got,
yeah,
want.
Yeah. You guys were talking during your guys' stories, and I was the only one talking during my story. It's kind of lonely.
Well,
I'm
your
lonely.
Your story. We were not there, so we. Don't
yeah,
really,
we have not much to say.
Like, our stories. At least one of us were at that.
My
occasion.
Voices are lonely. My voice.
Well,
is lonely.
For our stories, all of us so far, except
yeah.
for his.
Well, my story. You weren't there.
Well, okay. I could talk about Colorado, and.
I thought you stuff were only like there that. For like a little bit.
Oh, let's talk about this.
I was born in Colorado.
Me and Benny are gonna go to VidCon this year.
Oh, you
okay.
Luckies.
There's yeah. this place. I don't know if you guys are obviously, hopefully aware of this. There's this place called VidCon, and what it is, it's a convention center. It's like Comic Con, all this other stuff.
It's like but, YouTube Con.
YouTube
pretty
Con.
Much. It's all YouTubers go there.
But there's other
to chill.
There's other
it's
conventions.
Like school for
yeah, there's other conventions called like Playlist Live and. All these, like, DigiTour, all that is for YouTube. Like, for example, like, if you guys know Connor Frana, Tyler Oakley, like, all these, like,
Smosh.
Big YouTubers, Smosh.
PewDiePie.
Yeah, all these people are going there, and they're just kind of they're doing like meet and greets and teaching people their ways and all that stuff. It's really interesting.
They teach them.
And I've been looking forward to it literally since like last year.
What do you
since
mean teach born, them their ways?
Since I was since born. Since he was no, born. No, they didn't have YouTube.
What do you mean teach them your ways? Like,
teach them like how they became popular, how they started, you know, the whole their whole background.
Yeah, like how you should start a channel.
Yeah, stuff kinda, like that. Yeah. Depending on how into the film industry they are, they'll probably talk about
this. If we all started when they started, we could be popular too and famous because they started like when YouTube was.
Well, new. They started when MySpace.
Smosh started in 2005.
Yeah.
So yeah, and when MySpace.
That shows their 13 million subscribers are like they it counts for starting in 2005.
Yeah, and PewDiePie is obviously newer, so he grew fast.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
And he's million. The he's number one subscriber person, so that's crazy. Yeah. Some Swedish guy, out of everybody.
I know. Come on.
Speaking of Swedish, America. Swedish. Isn't that one guy that did Pac-Man in real life Swedish, or is he Russian?
No, they're French.
Same thing.
Oh, yeah. That's a funny video.
It's not the same thing.
No, it's probably not.
British
it's
definitely and French? Not. Is that what he said?
He said German or something else.
German or Russian or...
Like, okay. Vinny.
It's not the same thing. Are you saying all Europeans are the same? Because we will get some hate mail for
no,
that.
No, I'm actually not.
Okay, good. Because they're not.
Dude, how are we going to get mail? How will they know where to send us?
I don't know.
How do they get
They'll
mail?
They'll find us.
Do they have mail?
Oh, I'll just give them my Gmail.
Do they have mail out there?
Everywhere has mail.
Everywhere
no,
has mail.
No, North Korea doesn't.
It's called international.
North Korea does have mail.
How do you know?
It's not the same as us, but they have it.
Oh, okay, that's bright.
I used to live there, that's why.
Where?
North Korea. Yeah. No, you did not live there.
I was hardcore.
Okay, there's no way you could possibly get out of North Korea.
I worked for Saddam Hussein in North Korea as a secret spy.
You seriously can't get out of North
that's
Korea.
That's why Hitler is on your team.
Okay, so I'll just give you a little background.
Because it didn't stop
Kendrick
Hitler.
Is obsessed with Hitler, so he's like...
I am. It's just...
Not that we like him. Not that we he like him. He just likes making jokes about Hitler.
Yeah, because Hitler sucks.
He but does. They're funny jokes. And they're no, always the same
it's
joke.
It's not funny.
It's not funny. It killed millions of people.
But the jokes I make about him are funny because they're stupid.
No, it's still not funny.
What's an example?
Like the that didn't stop Hitler, the Target thing.
Oh yeah.
I said we could just break in we could go to Target, and you guys said Target is closed.
This is our theory on Target and Hitler. Target opened 1901. Hitler's like main like Reichenberg. When he was big
Reichenberg.
Was in the 1930s and 40s. So he could have went to Target. Only, but the only thing is, I do not think Target was international back 30, then. 40 years into their business.
We could search that. We could search German Targets.
I will get back to you guys on this. I want to, and Hitler never visited America because he strongly hated America. So, that rules out him visiting a Target. Like, I didn't know if he was, hey, walking down America, oh, I need some Band-Aids. You know, I got cut a little bit when I was setting up those concentration camps. I need to go to Target.
Okay, I'm sorry, but he would never actually lift a finger because he's gay, and he doesn't do manly
work. I'm sure he was.
I'm pretty sure Hitler was gay.
That's what
even though he had three wives, okay.
Yeah, a lot of people think he was, actually.
His entire life.
So there you go, Vinny. Go back in time.
Okay, fine. Yeah, fine. You know what? I will go back in time. He was a powerful man back then.
Hitler's favorite number is 99999.
There you go. So, enough with Hitler. Let us talk about something that is... happy thing.
Like, well, there's nothing happy at this
Colorado.
What's Colorado.
Colorado or California.
Weed. That's it. That's all we can talk about.
What?
Colorado legalized weed.
Oh.
That's it.
Like, we can share our ideas
that's
on
not
it.
Even happy.
We can take turns sharing our
disgusting.
Ideas on
okay,
it.
Okay, fine, Mike. Go about legalizing.
Talk about
legalizing marijuana.
It's not completely legalized.
Okay. I think it's disgusting, but I think they should legalize it only because the government can tax on that. And make more money.
Yeah, it's smart if they release...
I think, and it'll just, you know, like...
It will increase workflow.
It'll increase work, it'll increase...
There's so many benefits, and what's the negative side? People are going to be high?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you still get it. It's the same thing, DUIs.
It's worse when people drive, or when people are drunk, though.
Yeah, but there's so much pollution, there's so much air pollution.
It's not, I mean, China...
That's not bad air pollution, it's natural.
Though.
It's not bad air pollution.
Yeah, it is.
Listen to this, China smokes 1.7 trillion cigarettes every year. Like, they are really big smokers over there. And you can see that
their pollution
most of their pollution, though, is off the cars. So...
Well, either way, the pollution...
Okay, I'm sorry.
But marijuana is not bad. Marijuana isn't polluting. It's natural smoke. It's herbs. You're smoking herbs.
So is this an educational podcast, or is this friends talking about stuff podcast?
Well, we're friends talking about things. We're talking about things.
Well, I'm not talking, so you guys are friends. Because apparently you guys don't want me to talk. You guys keep talking over me.
We don't
want to
talk over each other. Because
you guys
keep
talking over me.
We take turns.
Yeah, dude. or else they won't know.
Fine, who's hi. Talking. So
okay, go on with what you're about you're to say over before me. You.
You cannot talk over me, or I will fight you. Mentally, I will hire Kendrick.
And here we go. Right now, we got Mike versus Vinny inside the closet. Let's go!
Wow, that's mean.
Well, okay then.
What's mean?
Talking about me going back in the closet? Screw that! I'm not ever going back.
I said fighting in the closet.
You can't go back in the closet now. You're already out. It's like a one-way barrier.
But we're in the closet right now.
Technically we're all sitting inside a closet talking to each other.
That's why I said you two were fighting in the closet.
Okay.
So that means Mike's in the closet.
Are we gonna step outside
the closet?
Are we gonna step outside the closet?
Not
just
the gay
for
closet.
To fight?
A physical closet for holding clothes. That's it.
I mean, it could be a gay closet, but we don't know that.
Yeah, it's.
I mean, we don't know.
Can you like lower your brightness?
Like what its sexuality is? I'm sorry, closet, but I can't put a tag on you.
We don't know what went on in this closet before Vinny moved in.
Yeah.
We don't know
what happened after either. Actually,
I mean, who
other
knows?
Than this.
I mean, people who are buying this house, you never know what they're going
to
do.
While they're waiting on the person to come back and ask them if they like it or not.
Perfect.
Okay, so what's your guys' favorite, like, music and artist and stuff?
Okay, great question. Katy Perry.
Kendrick, go. I don't care about Mike.
Yours is Katy Perry?
My favorite artist right now is Katy Perry.
Favorite music for me? I don't really have a favorite music. I love really calming music, and I love music that makes my ear bleed, and I love music that makes me warp into another dimension. So pretty much like dubstep, screamo, really calm music. I like all music, pop, but the song that I really like is Sail.
And then do you take that with a side of ecstasy, because it sounds like you're tripping balls all the time.
Dude, Pop Molly, because I am sweating.
Anyway, Vinny, what about you?
Pop.
I think he fell asleep. No, he's laying on the carpet.
He must have been warped into another dimension from my...
All right, I'm going to put it down now. Vinny loves opera.
we heard you move.
Okay, you know. So basically, I like... I'm trying to think of the worst genre, but I want without offending people.
You won't offend me.
Heavy metal. That's the word. That's personally...
I listen to all genres. And
I would rather listen to opera than heavy metal.
Me too. It's at least opera is beautiful.
Let's make a genre that's opera and heavy metal combined.
That's screamo right there. Okay, well, yeah. So basically, my favorite music is probably of course pop.
They have songs like that in heavy metal, by the way.
And basically, anyone top 40 is my favorite because, hello, they're top 40 because they made it that way. Because
he's anti-hipster, he likes the mainstream.
Yeah. Because, you know, mainstream is more hipster nowadays because everyone wants to be hipster. So, ha.
Well, okay. Well, anyway, how's school going, guys? Ask your school. This is not a place for speaking
about
school.
I can recommend people to go to schools like mine.
You know, people, we're not going to ever talk about school unless we're talking about teachers that we will not name.
How does high school once a week for 4 hours sound, though?
Dude, that's fantastic. But we're not talking about school because this is a place for not school talk.
Okay, can I say something?
I'm laying down that rule.
Yeah, I'm going to give you my opinion on your school, and you're going to like it.
Mine?
Yes.
Well, I was going to say last year at my school, there was only one fight, and it was between a teacher and a student. Entire year.
I want to see that.
It was a girl and some teacher girl. I don't know. All I know is the student
some teacher
won.
Girl.
The student won. The teacher wasn't there for like 2 months because of it.
Oh, wow. And the student never came back.
Yeah, no. The student got expelled. No, probably juvie because...
The student kept coming.
I think that student actually was on probation.
Well, I'm assuming after you beat up a teacher, they're going to press charges and get you
juvie.
Dude, nice. Juvie it up.
What were you going to say, though,
about this one? Do you guys want to go punch a cop car window in and go to juvie?
No.
Okay, well, so Kendrick,
yeah, me neither.
Kendrick, explain your school.
So, for my school, it's a charter school, kind of like an alternative, and a lot of people think that it costs money, but it's free. It's like a free private school, pretty much. I go once a week for 4 hours, and everything else I do is online. I can sign in whenever I want. Anything from the first semester, like say I was in the second quarter and I had something due from the first week of school, I could still make it up and get 100% A.
Dude, that's fantastic.
Okay, yeah. So...
All right, so now we're not going to talk about school anymore.
Nah, I'm just going to finish this up. Okay. So he goes to school, like you said, one day a week for 4 hours. In my opinion, even though I'm already antisocial, I feel like that makes me even more antisocial.
Yeah. I'm not antisocial. I'm very social.
Personally, this is the last conversation we're having about school, by the way, on this podcast, whole thing. I think a 6 hour day of school is good for kids, for sure.
I'm not antisocial, though.
No, you're not antisocial.
I think it depends on the kid.
Yeah, but I think it's good for people to be with everyone.
Public school's no good for me, though.
Well, for me,
honestly, if I went back to Coors Light I'm going to call our school that. If I go back to Coors Light, then that would ruin me.
That's a code name. No, there's no actual school named Coors Light.
It's a code name for our school. But we're not telling you because we don't want you creeps to listen to us, come to our school, and kidnap us because you know you want to.
Actually, even though if I were to be kidnapped, please take off my clothes.
Forget he said
that. That's so messed up. Okay, someone's gonna get kidnapped now. It's so bad.
But yeah, if I went back to Coors Light, that would ruin me. Cause you guys know how I was when I was there. I was a bad kid, everybody.
Okay, can you explain why you were a bad kid?
Dude, he was doing oregano.
Yeah, we'll call it oregano.
We'll call it oregano.
I was doing oregano.
It actually was oregano.
I was No, it wasn't oregano.
Yes, it was.
You're stupid.
Okay.
Well, anyway,
I was doing oregano, Advil, Tylenol.
He's getting it. Those painkillers, Advil for the.
It's what happens when you go to a rich white school.
I was using NyQuil.
NyQuil.
I drank too much NyQuil one time. That's what made me have to leave the school. Everybody, you can kind of guess what those are being turned into in the less G sense.
Sounds like you're trying to make meth with several.
You can't make meth with those. You know they don't have the right ingredients.
You can't make
meth
with those.
Watch Breaking Bad.
Okay, you guys are going to hate me. I've never watched a single episode of Breaking Bad.
Me either.
Watch it.
Well, I have, but it's not
pretty
like,
good.
Not
like
same thing with, like, I've only watched a couple episodes of Walking Dead. Also.
I hate Walking Dead.
Not continuously, but I've watched Breaking Bad. It was a pretty good show. I just never got into it because I'm not really into those kind of shows. Because, you know, they're more of good. They're good. I don't know. They're really good shows. Well, obviously they are. Otherwise people wouldn't like them. My favorite show as of right now is Glee, Doctor Who. No, not Pretty Little.
I'm going to start watching that. I've been told. I don't know what it's about.
I'm sorry. You're straight. You can't watch that.
You can't watch
I can watch it and
no,
be
you
straight.
Can't. No.
That's not fair.
Then you have to.
It's like a straight guy trying to order a apple teeny at a bar. Like
so,
yeah,
I have to get a gender change if I want to watch an episode on Netflix.
No, just become gay if you're gonna do that. You really can't. You really can't.
I have to become gay to watch Pretty Little.
Well,
Liars.
Okay, fine. Yes. You're gonna get a gender. Okay, fine. You're gonna get a gender change, and you're gonna be a girl. Then you're gonna have to have a guy to be your. So either way,
you're gonna have to have gay.
What if I watch it in the mirror? That's fine, right?
What? No.
If I watch it in the mirror,
no.
No.
Because that's not technically watching. I'm looking at a mirror.
No, you can do what you want, Kendrick. But when people judge you...
I don't care if I get judged. You know
there you
me.
Go. Watch Pretty Little Liars.
Okay.
Do it.
I'm not going to watch it. I would hate it.
There we go. That's what I thought.
I would never watch it. Oh, how long have we been talking?
We've been talking for 32 minutes.
I'm proud of us.
Well, yeah, I'll say bye to everyone.
What? You're going to leave?
No. I'm just kidding.
We're waiting until we wrap it up like on our own.
I feel like we're wrapping it up on our own.
Kind of right now, because we're getting to the end of the talk.
We are. Tired of this. Okay, so this show, we're just going to talk about whatever we want. Most of the time, we're going to change subjects like 50 million times like we did today.
Yeah.
Hopefully, we can...
Okay, if you can count how many times we've changed a subject, let us know.
Yeah.
And we will give you a prize.
And there's probably a lot of number. Like, we need to work on not talking over each other, because I'm sure people are like, trying to listen to each conversation. Like, trying to listen to Kendrick, and then all of a sudden I go in.
Or... Yeah, because I barely talked, and then,
it's
you know.
It's our first time.
Well, you didn't know what to say.
I knew what to say, I just didn't want to.
Oh, well. Well, so...
Take your time now.
We don't know what days we're going to do this on. What day is it right now? Today is Sunday. We will probably have a podcast every Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Oh my god, I'm doing a mega video. Okay, guys, stay tuned to all of our channels. I will see you guys next time on Best Friends That Anybody Could Not Have.
It's not three best friends. It's just best friends.
Well, how about this? We are the three best friends that anybody could have.
We're the three best friends that anybody could have. We're the three best friends that anybody could have.
Oh!
And we'll never, ever, ever, ever leave each other. I remember that.
What does a...
No, don't start that. All right, see you guys. Well, I won't see you. You can hear us later. I'm not seeing anything. We're in a dark closet, so...
Hashtag best friends, hashtag three friends, hashtag the best, hashtag in the closet,
hashtag in the closet,
hashtag orgy.
Hashtag gay. Okay, hashtag...
Hashtag
Vinny is unique, hashtag gay. Okay, bye everyone. I love you all. I miss you guys. I will miss you guys. I will miss you. I love you. I'll give you a kiss. Mwah. Okay, bye.
All about Vinny.
That was Vinny.
All about Vinny.
Don't worry.
Vinny's got to make himself like the main guy, you know?
Even though he barely talks.
I barely talk, so I don't want to talk right now.
He needs to do something.
Okay.
Do a backflip.
So basically, I put myself on Craigslist. It was a very bad idea.
Oh, we're going back to this.
Never. This is a tip. Never put yourself on Craigslist for those men sinking men things.
And don't go pee-bagging. You literally
find the scariest things on there.
So the moral of today's talk is do not, just don't ding-dong ditch. Don't throw pee at
Don't do
people.
Anything that we have ever
don't,
done.
Don't bring dead pigeons or live pigeons into Target ever. Don't put yourself on Craigslist.
We're really bad people.
Go to New York. That sounds fun. I've never been to New York City.
You would love
City.
It. I'll take you.
Born in New
I'll
York.
Take you. I'll take you.
Okay. We didn't get to talk about Colorado. All we did was talk about legalization of marijuana.
That's right. Oh.
I want to talk about I'm from Colorado.
He opened the door.
I did.
Oh, well, is Brian here? Close it.
Well, we will talk to you guys later. I hope everybody has a fantastic weekend.
Evening, morning, brunch.
Before Monday, which is tomorrow. Goodbye.